are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Something that I think both of us forgot. Something we both forgot, I think. People have noticed that Bonnie isn't here today.
And that is true.
People have noticed that Bonnie isn't here today.
Bonnie is not in studio. She would not come to the Haunted Basement studio.
Actually, her real words were, "I hate you guys and I don't ever want to talk to you."
No, that was...
She says that all the time, though.
She says that all the time. Yeah. We didn't believe her.
Actually, no, Bonnie, it's Bonnie's birthday.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, and this was the only night she really had to spend with her family.
Right.
You know, so we say here, when you're part of the Ghostly Talk crew, family always comes first.
Family, yep. Then work, then hobbies.
There you go. And, so we said take the night off. You enjoy your time with your family and enjoy your birthday. So, hi, Bonnie. She might be listening right now, and we love you, Bonnie. We love you, Bonnie. We love you so much.
Yes, and happy
birthday. Happy 18th birthday, Bonnie.
Exactly.
We wish you all the luck of you're able to, you know, buy cigarettes now legally. Congratulations.
She quit smoking. That'll be tough for her.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. Without further ado, though, we have to get this next guest.
I am so excited.
Wow, I have to say, real quick here.
Both of us, the next guest and me, stayed up all night.
last night. And so, we both know for sure that our next guest, she's a little cooked right now, too.
Exactly.
So we have to thank her in advance for coming on the show and hanging out with us regardless of that. Barbara Macbeth. Is one of the four co-founders of the Ghost Investigator Society, a.k.a. the GIS. She has been researching ghost phenomena and hauntings for over, you ready for this, 50 years, okay? Next to our, like, 6 years?
Six, 7 years, that's it. Yes,
yeah, sir. Yeah. You know, she has conducted seminars and presentations on behalf of the society and has actively sought out locations that have ghosts and hauntings reportedly taking place to investigate. And with that wonderful introduction, I have to say, welcome to the show, Barbara. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm a little tired, but I'm excited to be on, and I appreciate you asking me on.
Well, thank you also. We really appreciate you being here.
And you know, I am not kidding. I stayed up, and I listened to you live last night, all night, on Coast to Coast with Art Bell. And you held up extremely well, and it was... I learn something every single time I hear from you and the GIS. It just, you guys are so into it and have so much information and so many cool clips that you played on the show last night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really does. It sends my jaw to the floor every time. So I have
We're very fortunate in what we have recorded. I can't stress that enough. I do feel like we are very fortunate in what we've been able to record,
mm-hmm.
the things that we've been able to witness. I know there's people that have done this for years, and they look forward to being able to see an apparition visually, just, you know, and it's a whole different world out there when you're on an investigation.
Well, the GIS is one of the groups, and I have to say this because it's really, I have to say it's an honor to talk to you, Barbara, because the GIS is one of the groups that got me into EVP research.
That's true.
You were,
me too.
It was from hearing you guys on Coast to Coast or the Art Bell Show and listening to the amazing clips that you guys played on that show. It really piqued my interest in EVP phenomena, and that's my focus of work nowadays, honestly, in studying the paranormal. So thank you for that. I have to thank you for getting me into that. It really is.
Thank you. You know, that the EVP is such it's probably the most controversial part of this whole thing, of this whole subject, and you know, people don't have definite answers on it. You can give theories like that, but to give definite answers on how this takes place, I just hope I'm alive to be able to find out how it does take place when it's discovered. I know I don't have too many years left to be involved in this, more than likely, but I would like to know how it comes about. And I do want to try to give the group, the GIS, some of the best EVPs they ever get when I go.
You know, and I pledge to do the same
thing. It's a running joke here, yeah.
I do. I pledge to do the same thing. And I know Bonnie has already...
She's going to come back and haunt us.
She's not doing just the EVP. She's not stopping.
She's going to keep us awake all night long.
That's her goal. So we're... I think we all have that.
I want to interact with the people that I know, you know. I mean, I think it's kind of expected of me, so... You know, I don't want to let nobody down.
And I have to say, it's there is one, before I say that, there's one thing that really gets me. We go out there. I have all these fancy schmancy things, right? Mm-hmm. I've got digital recorders. I've got MP3 recorders. I've got audio cassette recorders, you know, analog. I've got everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get nothing. the most that happens is when
maybe it's your attitude.
My attitude is, oh, I want one so bad. But, but what happens is when we do get EVP when I'm around, right? But it's never on my equipment. It's always on other people's equipment. And so I'm just wondering, you know.
I have a question now.
Yeah. Yes.
With that, when other people record EVP, are you in a close proximity where you should have picked it up also?
Well, actually, I'm usually not. No, mm-hmm. You mean my equipment is usually in a different place. That is true.
Do you carry it around with you, some of your equipment?
No, I always leave it.
Yeah.
I leave it stationary because I don't want the rustling noises and to get confused. So I leave it stationary, and then I wander around. And, of course, we do all the things. We talk in a normal tone of voice. We always announce ourselves as we move. You know, we do all that kind of stuff. So we can even keep a log. That's also an audio log of what happened during the night.
Right.
You know, so we use the EVP recorders.
For two things.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll pick up EVP. Plus, also, they provide a really convenient way of knowing where everybody was at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And but I leave mine stationary. And no, my stuff was on the other side of the bridge when we got the bridge.
Oh, yeah. The,
and then, of course, we were just standing by the one headstone that
you're talking
got
about our, you're talking about our world-famous
NLC
Cowling's Bridge EVP that we got. Yeah.
That Scott Kay got. Yeah.
He's going to kick my butt for saying that.
Yeah, but jeez. We were there. We were there. I'd like to think we were responsible for it, but we didn't catch it.
But you know, I would recommend that you break your tradition just once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
On the condition that maybe you don't won't record any EVP the first time, but we always carry our recording. We always have a tape recorder or a digital recorder with us as we are going around to investigate a location. And I am continually inviting them to speak with us and join in our conversation and talk with us. And I have a theory about that. Ghosts, to me, are just like people. They are no different. And when you're out among friends and carrying on a conversation and laughing and having a good time, outsiders will usually not join in unless they are invited.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I mean, and ghosts are the same way. Most of the time they will not join in on a conversation. And I think if you invite them to join your conversation, to be with you and to talk with you, disagree with you if you say something that they don't agree with, and I do that continually through an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Please come talk with me. And I think that is the same principle as people in life. They're not going to join in unless they are invited. And you might want to try that and have that recorder with you.
Okay. You know, that's really good advice. And I'm going – I actually have an opportunity not this upcoming – well, obviously not this weekend. It's almost over. But not next weekend. But the following weekend, and it's going to be a long weekend. It's going to be Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday, and then we're coming back Monday. It's going to be a long weekend.
On an investigation?
Even better. Everywhere, I'm going to be in Gettysburg.
Oh, yes, okay.
From Wednesday night through Monday morning, I'm going to be in Gettysburg with my good friend Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bringing all his equipment. I'm bringing all mine. We're going to be basically nonstop trying everything we can.
I like that. With you at all times. Just be aware of where it is. Make sure it's not rubbing against your clothes. And just have it with you and invite them to interact with you.
Well, as far as EVP is concerned, and, I mean, there's a lot of theories. There's a lot of approaches, a lot of methods people have, and I've tried them all.
Yeah, here's another thing. You mentioned it last night, and I have to totally agree. The EVPs that we tend to get aren't during usually the question-answer session.
No, I don't remember it.
I mean, we've gotten a few maybe, but, you know, when we were hunting with the Indiana ghost trackers,
uh-huh.
A few like that, but not as many as when we were just talking.
Yeah.
And they felt talking. Exactly.
Right. And that's usually when we get ours, is when we're just sitting and talking among ourselves. It's an earth, you know, that's part of the earthly thing, you know, of people, you know. And I would recommend that you try that and see if that increases your success on trying to get EVP.
Well, the key word, I think, is this interaction thing. There's interaction. And, you know, we're talking about a couple situations we were in where we were just, like, talking amongst ourselves, the people, the fleshy people that you can pinch
right,
and all that
right.
fun stuff, right? And I pinched Doug just
yeah,
for
thank you. That yeah. was really emphatic.
Yeah. But no, the we were talking together about, you know, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? And, you know, we have a voice that comes in and says something to us in the middle of our conversation that we're having. We didn't necessarily invite
her. We didn't invite her to talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she certainly did want to interject.
Really?
And it made
yeah.
sense.
It made perfect.
So, you know, what's interesting, Barbara, I'm thinking that if I were to adopt this and say, you know, oh, by the way, while we're talking, anybody who's hanging around, you want to join us, we're here. You know, just say that every so often.
Right.
It's an open invitation.
Invite them, because the majority of time people will not interject or interrupt it with people they don't know. And they are no different than how they were in life.
I'm going to try that in a real field test. Well, in a whole
a real
long
test,
weekend
yeah.
In Gettysburg, not this upcoming weekend, not the next one, but the next one. I'm going to give it a good go.
So more or less verbally state.
Let me know if you are successful with that. I'd be curious to know.
Hey, if it improve, if I get one, that'll be a 100% improvement.
But really, what the approach that you have, Barbara, is, you know, verbally state, invite.
Invite.
I'm not talking about mentally, like, you know, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people like, well, you have, and this is another way, we've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, look, man, part of the deal here is, you know, you have to have the intention, you have to have it in your mind and in your soul and in your heart that you want to talk to these beings, and therefore, you really don't have to say much, you just go there and kind of chill out and do your thing. That's one other way.
That's
right?
One theory.
Yeah.
It's not working for me,
This is more of a, you know, a verbal thing. Hi, what's up? I'm here for the night, hanging out. I want to record some stuff.
Introduce yourself
yeah.
to them, just like how you would with a stranger, you know, that you've never met.
Okay.
So just look at them like people that just do not have the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We with the GIS, we are as respectful to them. I know that there's a lot of groups that have contacted us or we have met. And they get verbally abusive just to try to get a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who in the world wants to talk with anybody like that? You know, whether I was dead or alive, I wouldn't want to talk with people like that. So, you know, they're no different than when they were in life.
Well, there is this idea, and this is just a comment. This is just stuff I've heard from people like, okay, look, we're not getting any results here. We got to do something to stir them up. So,
yeah, I
you know,
and it does seem a bit of a desperate
well,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
That and what people refer to that as, and I've heard people
spirit
actually,
provocation.
Yeah, this technical term they
There's
throw
a
out
term
there,
for
and
it
maybe that's a term that people put that on there just to kind of justify their actions of being a horse's patootie. I guess
yeah.
you know. I don't personally think that's. I think it's a bit disrespectful myself. You know, but that's what some people try to do, like you said. But that's a very good point, though. Barbara, is that, yeah, if I was a person, who, whether I'm alive or not, but I am a person at that, and I have a conscience, and I can think for myself, I don't want to deal with the people screaming and yelling at me and cussing at me.
Some jerk that's, you know, why bother with them?
Well,
so,
here's...
We are as respectful as we are to people in life, and that might be one reason why we have such good results.
Well, here's a situation that could actually put me. It actually did stir up a quandary. I was in a quandary.
You were in a quandary?
I was in a quandary. I chose not to. We ended up not doing it. You were with us, I think.
But I've never been in a quandary, though. Isn't that like a depression in the ground or something like that?
No, quandary's like you don't know which one to do, right?
Oh, that's a quandary.
So what happens is there's this legend, and it's of a bridge. It's actually not that far out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And we were there, and we had heard that if you go to this bridge, and of course the legend is the young mother couldn't support her child and ended up throwing it in the river. But then she got very, very remorseful about it and jumped in after it and was trying to find it and ended up drowning herself.
Yeah.
So you've got the legend, right? And, of course, none of it's proven, none of it's researched. But it's a legend, and it's cool to check out. And so a couple ghost hunting groups have gone there, including West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society, and they were in the same quandary.
Mm-hmm.
And the legend is you've got to say, now this is the legend. I'm not saying it's right to do, but I'd like to hear what your thoughts are, Barbara.
Okay.
They say, this is the legend, I'm not promoting it, I'm just explaining it right now, and then we'll find out what you said, or what you say. You're supposed to say things like, I've got your baby, oh look, I found your baby, and then, oh no, I didn't. You know, you're supposed to tease the ghost, the mother ghost.
Oh, and yeah, that's part of this legend. You're supposed to taunt.
That's the legend.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
taunt this
I have
this
a
ghost.
Question now.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever claimed to have seen the mother?
Well, they don't claim to have seen the mother, but boy...
They hear them crying?
They claim to hear her, splashing around, and they claim to that she will, if you do taunt her, she will cause... physical manifestations, and these are things like your vehicle may not start. Of course, the one that we have from an extremely reliable, 100%, I trust this lady 100%, Nicole of WMGHS, West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society, she said that they opted not to do it. They said, no, we will not do this. But somebody else was there and did it.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're not having anything to do with this. They all get in their car and they're driving away, right? Somebody
yeah.
had stayed behind to do this, and they were taunting. And in Nicole's van, the temperature dropped to where you could see the ice on the inside of the windows, not the outside, but the inside.
Right.
A fog happened inside their van. This physical manifestation
right.
happened to them, even though they were the ones not doing the badness. They said, no, that's it. I'm not going to do that. And they go, they're like, we're leaving. We're out of here. This is no
right.
good. But somebody did do it, not them. But it happened to them. They got the physical manifestation,
mm-hmm.
And it was so evidently there's an effect there because I wouldn't doubt. Nicole,
what she says.
I can't doubt her. I mean, yeah, she doesn't have proof. She didn't have it on tape
or
anything. But
okay,
I believe her.
Did they feel like that was a threat? The material manifestation appearing in the van?
Well,
did they take that as something bad?
Well, it was not so much bad I'll show you or I'll get you back kind of
That's
thing.
That's their interpretation of it.
That was their interpretation, yes.
See, now, I would not in myself, and I don't know everything about this, you know, I don't claim to be an expert in this, but I would not have taken that as a something threatening or taunting at all. I would have felt very privileged. I do know that they get in the cars with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've had numerous things happen when we drive onto a location and or when we're leaving in our cars. We've recorded voices in our cars when it's just been me and my husband, Roger, and it's not our voice. But I would have never taken that as something threatening or bad.
And, you know,
I felt very privileged that I could have witnessed that and that there was somebody there.
And this is really fascinating because this that goes directly with another story that I tell that's just it absolutely blows me away. I had the privilege of being in a haunted, it's a restaurant now, it used to be a hotel, here in Michigan. And I was with a psychic medium. As a matter of fact, Kelly from EnchantedSoul.com.
Yeah, McLeod.
Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com. I was with her, and we were in the women's bathroom. Or no, I'm sorry, the men's bathroom. We were in the men's bathroom up the flight of stairs from the reception area. And and the story about this bathroom is that, and now this is a very upscale restaurant, so
right.
Who goes there is a very, very, you know, upscale clientele. And
right.
These people are there to impress the people that they're with, you know, if it's a business thing, or if they're there with their families, they're there to enjoy themselves in a celebratory manner. I mean, it's a pretty upscale place.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there'll be men who go to the bathroom, you know, because, you know, you're at a dining establishment. You got to do that sometimes. You go into the bathroom, and they'll come down the stairs. Absolutely, all the blood drained out of their face. They're white as a sheet. And they go to the... they go up to the the reception desk, and they tell the lady there, whoever happens to be manning the desk, they say, we need our check right now. And then they'll go to the table and they'll gather up their friends and family and business acquaintances and everything, and they'll just leave. And then, it usually takes a while for them to get, you know, back there, but what happens is they've asked some of these folks why you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they say, well, I was you know up in the lavatory, and it's haunted, there's a ghost there, it's evil, and it wants to, you know, it's just like bad, because then they describe it gets ice cold in the room, the lights actually dim down to a very, very dimness, and they hear or feel a presence, like a mean, it's mean, and if they hear it, it's like a very bad voice, and if they just feel it, it's just bad, you know, like everything's closing in on them, and so of course they're like, whether or not I'm done now, I'm leaving, and then they just gather up all their people and go. Well, what happens is I was in there with Kelly, and she described a female ghost, who what she's trying to say is, hi, how are you? But what's coming across is, you know, the lights are dimming, it's getting cold, and they feel, you know, suffocating. So
right.
So what comes across is not what the psychic medium is feels the impression is that the ghost wants to give.
It's all in people's interpretation of an event. And most people, if they are not out searching for this, anything that is that they can't rationalize, and I understand people's fear about it, but people can really cause themselves harm in their fear, and you don't think rationally. I think a lot of, like, the cold that manifests when a ghost is in a area, that is just that's a natural phenomena, just by their energy being there, and them trying to manifest or make communication with the living. It's just all in people's interpretations, and men seem to get rattled the most for some reason. I don't know if it's their self-image of being the macho, tough, you know. But I find that men are the ones that if you were listening to Bell last night, that one man that, you know, fast blasted in, you know, the BS.
Right.
I've seen it personally. They get hostile. They don't even want to even discuss the possibility. And so I think a lot of that is people's interpretation of what they're witnessing and experiencing.
I would never
take that as a threat. I would know that there's a presence there that I cannot see. And I, myself, I'd start talking to it. And if I didn't have my recorder, I'd be cursing myself.
What a fantastic outlook. Barbara, we have to take a break, but please stay on the line. I learn every time I talk to you, go to your website, everything I learn. Your website, of course, is www.ghostpix.com. I'm fairly sure that everybody already has that bookmarked.
Oh, I think so. I'd like to think, yeah.
But
if not, you better do it right now.
But if not, do it now. It's ghostpix.com, and we'll be right back after this break.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hello there, this is John Kenneth Hutchison in Vancouver, Canada. My website is www.hutchisoneffectonline.com. Join the forum for very interactive information. You're listening to Ghostly Talk Radio.
I've been told Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.lagghosts.com. That's www.lagghosts.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk. Philosophy, physics, and metaphysics seem to be converging on what could be a completely new science of possibility. This is Stephen Rourke, Ph.D., science advisor in physics for the Center for Paranormal Research and Investigation. The folks at Ghostly Talk, like CPRI, believe that the role of science is to investigate the unexplained, not explain the uninvestigated.
It all just hit me.
What's that?
This is the end of Ghost Month 2006 on Ghostly Talk.
I know that.
1/2 hour left of Ghost Month 2006. Not only that.
Well, I missed. Yeah, I have to say before we go any further, I missed the haunted basement.
Well, that's the thing.
God, this is so. I mean, the people that are listening, or if you're listening to this on podcast or AM radio or whatever it is. I don't know if you're new or old listener. We're sitting down here in the place that we kind of built this show.
Right.
We kind of figured how to do this stuff way back in the day. This was the place where we put it all together, made it happen, and we haven't been back here in a very long time. And it's the feel. I think, you know, just I know we've been kind of just bouncing tonight, just kind of getting in our seats here.
Yeah,
it's been a ball doing this
because we're back in the Haunted Basement Studios just for this week.
Yeah.
And I don't want this last half hour to end. And plus on top of all that. We're talking with Barbara McBeth of GIS.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of culminating into this, like, train.
I don't want it to stop.
I don't want it to end.
But unfortunately, we have so few minutes left. And just this last segment, one thing that I do want to say, though, is, you know, our breaks that we take.
That's all
independent music.
Oh, yeah. Great friend. All of our friends out there who have submitted music, who have emailed us with stuff. I got 3 CDs sitting at the house. We
Excellent.
Got this week alone.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for all the people who submit, and I hope that people enjoy those musical breaks because that is independent music. I hope that you listen to it,
mm-hmm.
Get exposed to it, enjoy it or not.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
At least, listen, these are people out there who are in their basements and in garages,
mm-hmm.
and some who can pony up the money to go into studios. But these are people who are not signed, not on big labels, not in Best Buy. So please, you know, listen to these and just enjoy them.
Yeah,
as offerings from us and them to you.
So thanks, guys. We appreciate your help. And you know, this month has been pretty wild. We've had quite a month here, and this is, I have to say, probably one of the most successful ghost months we've done. We do this every year, and it's always a great time. But this year, we really had some just wonderful people that came on. So we want to thank all the people who came on, who were nice enough to come out here and visit us this month, because it really made what Ghost Month is for Ghostly Talk, and it's a great time and a learning experience, of course.
Oh yes, and speaking of learning,
oh yeah, oh.
We still have Barbara McBeth of GIS at ghostpix.com
mm-hmm.
On the line. Barbara, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
my pleasure.
Oh, that's so so phenomenal.
I know.
I'm just so geeked. One of the things that happened was I happened to be listening to, I don't remember if it was April or May, but it was earlier in this year. And you guys were talking to Art Bell shortly after, I believe it was shortly after he arrived in
The Philippines.
And it was one of his shirts.
It's a story in its own right.
And you guys were on the Art Bell show, or on Coast to Coast with Art. And you guys were talking about having used a condenser microphone. You said, that's it. We're going to try this condenser microphone.
Oh, I knew you were going to get to this one.
And
the mic is going off.
Your mic is going off? Yeah, I've got tons to say about it. No, here, what an inspiration. You know, I'm in this industry somewhat. I mean, this is my hobby. I don't get paid for this, but I'm in the broadcasting industry. So yes, I know what a condenser microphone is, right?
Fairly sensitive.
They're extremely sensitive, and I know that also that they're very, very, usually very, very expensive.
Yeah.
There is, however, now, because of your show, I decided to search the show that you guys had done with Art Bell. And you talked about the condenser mic, and Art seemed very impressed. He says, you know what? If you apply some of the standard filters that we apply in the radio business, and these are, you know, real-time streaming things that they apply to signals to try and get out. Like if you're in a hurricane, you know, and they've got to get rid of that wind. Well, they've got algorithms to do that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and it does a pretty good job because people in the hurricanes that they had last year and the year before, there's no way you could have heard them even if you were standing in front of them, right?
Yeah.
but they've got algorithms, they've got filters, right? You run some of these standard filters, and it would be crystal clear. He was so impressed with that. And you played some last night, or you had them play some last night from the condensers. I'm wondering what your direction is, because I have just a little teeny bit of news. So what's your direction with the condensers?
Hi, about your teeny bit of news.
Well, I'll go with that first, okay? It's not bad. It's actually very good. I happened to find that there's a company that makes a condenser microphone. It's entry level, so it's not expensive. It is a condenser microphone, an entry level condenser microphone that doesn't plug into a board.
Could you plug it right into a laptop?
Exactly. You plug it directly into your USB port on your laptop.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
Well, it's called.
I might be able to afford this.
It's $79.95.
I can afford this.
Yeah. but then of course you want the gizmos to go with it. You want the little like thing that holds it steady, and you want probably a stand for it. So total would be about $120 approximately.
I can swing that.
And it plugs. I'm telling you, no external power. It uses the USB port power. You don't have to phantom power it. It uses the 5 volts that the USB port provides. Your computer will provide it the power that it needs. It is a true condenser. It's not as sensitive as studio condenser. Mic.
Yeah, I was going to say, the condenser microphones, back in the day, when you said condenser mic, you're like, oh, God, I'll never swing for that stuff. Yeah.
But no, this is entry level.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm telling you, it is crystal. It's crystal clear. Well, the only place, now you can search for it. It's called a Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N.
Samson,
and it's got a model number like C-01-U. Something like that.
You can email it to you if you want.
Well, let me look it up real quick because I just ordered one. let me grab mine and I'll tell you the model number. And I always buy it from. I don't know. Do I want to pimp the supply?
Well, they got some good prices and they ship
prices.
Good. You know, there's nothing wrong with supporting some people that take care of you.
The place,
and I don't think they're like a huge corporation either.
They're not.
It's not like a corporation. We don't want them.
there's the website that I do all my ordering from is ZZ Sounds.
ZZ Sounds.
It's 2 Z's OUNDS.com. So it's ZZounds.com.
Okay.
So ZZ
is a Samson.
Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N, and it's like a C01U, and the U stands for USB. Let me look at the exact model number, though. It is a condenser mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not as sensitive as a studio mic. It's an entry. It's an entry level mic. But I'm telling you, I bought one. I tried it. Crystal clear audio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, no ghosts. Yet, but I've only tried it once out in a cemetery one time, so, you know, but
yeah.
Crystal clear.
And these things are built to last, too, because I, like we just said, Doug just bought this mic not too long ago, and he showed it to me today before the show, and I look at this microphone, and it's already, like, got scratches all over the thing. There's, like, scuff marks, and I'm like, what are you doing, like, beating somebody with this thing? What's going on here? He's pulling
you
it
broke
out.
It.
Yeah, he broke it in. He broke it in. He's pulling it out as we speak right now, so we're going to, like, always got it. Well, at least he put it in the case this time. That's unlike Doug, actually. He just kind of throws it in the back of the truck, and he goes on.
Well, I want to take care of this as much as possible. Because
it's a nice mic. It's a real nice mic.
Yeah,
you don't need the board to plug it in or anything. It just goes right into the laptop.
You got it.
Right into the laptop. It's mm-hmm. It's a C01U. They call it... Yep, C01U.
Let me see this thing.
Now, the U stands for USB, because Universal Serial Bus, that's one of them standard things that are on the back of every, or the side even, of every laptop. A little
right.
USB port.
Right.
And
he beat the crap out of this thing already.
I just bought, anyway, so you got to get, though, the thing is, you got to buy the microphone, which is, you know, $79.95 or whatever. Then you have to buy the spider mount, the shock mount.
The shock mount, that's usually
the shock mount.
Buy.
And then a stand for it, because you don't want to, like, just set it on the ground.
So, like Doug apparently did last night.
Like I did, yes.
No, my favorite part about this microphone, actually, is the little green light thing that it has once you plug it in.
And you know it's working because the little light
The little
on.
Green light
yeah.
comes on there. That is the idiot protector right there to figure out, hey, the microphone is working.
It is on, yes. And
well,
you just...
Thank you sharing that information. That's something that I could afford.
And it's an amazing little thing because it is, like... It is crystal clear, and because it's condenser, the range that it picks up is slightly larger than the, you know, standard dynamic mics that folks get.
All right.
So,
I appreciate the information so much, I can't tell you.
So I was shocked when I found it. I bought it about 2 months ago. As a matter of fact, I called Scott L. I'm like, I saw you on the instant message thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you'll never believe what I saw on the web. I'm buying one right now. And I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got to try
it. And I was
one.
Really excited. I was like, Doug, you got
to
do it.
You have to buy that.
You have to buy
yeah, because he had heard the same show.
Yeah,
And so we're experimenting with it. It is the low end, but it is definitely crystal
well,
clear.
It would still be better than the little microphones you get, you know, at
Radio Shack or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Those little
yeah.
dynamic ones. But and it's got it really does have the condenser in it, and you can tell because of its hefty size.
No,
I mean,
it's a
sizable mic.
It's a meaty microphone.
It's yeah, mm-hmm. and it's well built. I'm impressed. I don't work for them. I don't work for the ZZSO or ZZ.
You don't work for Samson.
I don't work for any of these people, but I do use these things, and I tried this one.
Samson's always made a good product. I've used a lot of Samson stuff over the years with music, and they've always made a good product as far. I mean, obviously durability is a factor here. You've proven that to us.
Right, exactly.
That's the last joke I'm going to tell on that. That's the last
thank
one I'm going to rib you on
you,
that. That was like four of them like in the last 5 minutes.
So what I'm wondering, Barbara, that's why I'm wondering, what about the condenser? Because I went and made an investment. You know, I spent about $120 on this plus a stand for it plus the
spider mount,
the shock mount. You know, because it's like $80 for the mic, a little bit less, and then, you know, 30 or whatever for, you know, by the time you're done, it's about $120.
Right.
What's the direction of the condenser versus the standard mic that you buy at any, you know, Kmart? What's your impressions?
Oh, there's no comparison. The condenser is crystal clear. I mean, that's the clearest EVP I've ever heard since, you know, we've gotten EVP using that. I'm so excited about this, I want to get on the internet and look.
She's typing as we speak, I love it. Hang on, guys, while I order this thing while we're on the show.
One second, I'm going to order one of these.
Well,
it'll be my luck. They'll all be sold out by the time I get on.
Oh, good thing I just ordered my shock mount.
Yeah, Samson's going to email us tomorrow and say, thank you, guys. Yes, thank you so much for doing this. This is great.
But,
you might wind up working for them.
Yeah. Could you see us like in some like magazine?
We'll be in like a Samson commercial.
Well, like some metal magazine, like Samson Equipment, because they sell that stuff in there. Like, you know, you're expecting to see like the guys from like whoever, like the latest band, and here we are. Scott and Doug.
Yeah, we're in a cemetery.
They give us like wigs or something like that. You
we're
know,
in a cemetery in spandex.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
But I don't know. It's an interesting thing. It's inexpensive. It's obviously entry level. I heard what you had played and what you and Art had played and what you and Brandon and Art had played back, you know, several months ago at the beginning of the year, and it really was crystal clear. The only thing is, it could mean it's more work for the ghost hunters.
Well, that's what I was.
And here's why.
Yeah, go ahead. I think
you've
we're
got
in the
to
same.
Really tell. Okay, the furnace just clicked on.
This
okay,
thing's ultra sensitive.
It's gonna pick it up, and you're gonna say, "Ooh, is that a no?" It's just the furnace clicking on. You know,
right.
So you got to be really on your guard.
Well, and also it's gonna be a little bit more work, I think, for the person out there doing this particular kind of work because. It's a bit more expensive. It is a little on the high. It's a little more expensive than what you expect.
Microphones go, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked to, but it kind of plays in, though. This is what I was thinking about when you started discussing this. We've talked to a lot of people over the last year here, and a lot of these people are like, look, you know, if this is a hobby, that's great. You know, go out, go to Radio Shack, buy the little stuff, whatever. But, you know, if you really want to move on to the next, you know, and we've had literally people saying, look, people going out to cemeteries and running around in the middle of the night is doing nothing. We need about $2 million and a controlled lab thing to make this thing happen. Right now, that's not what we're saying.
That's the extreme. Too extreme.
But it illustrates
the
point, though, that you know maybe you know you may have to invest if you want to get some more results. Sensitivity may be the key here.
Well, how much is a decent you know bowling ball custom fitted to you and things like that
nowadays think, like $800
right
I think.
So think of it as a tool of the trade and save up. I mean you don't have to get one today. You can say, all right, you know what, I'm putting $5 paycheck into a thing, and a year from now or whatever I'll have,
because Doug said to do it,
you know. I mean it's something you can budget for because within reach. It's not the
$2,000
AKG or anything.
$8 is a lot better than $500 and something,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am grateful that you brought this up and told me about it. That was very kind.
Well,
how cool is that?
I've been wanting to talk to you about condenser mics ever since since March or what? It was April or May.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think it was April actually.
I've been like, oh yeah, condenser mics. I know about these things, and then I found that one and I ordered it. I only took it out once, but I'm going to give it a good workout in Gettysburg.
We actually have. I mean, Doug,
we use that when we use the condenser mic. We do put it in just one location, and we leave that location. You know, so that because we realize that it does pick up everything. I mean, you know, you can pick up voices clear down a hallway, you know, 50 feet away, you know, so. But we always carry the handheld mics with us, recorders also.
Well, and like I said, this particular mic, the condenser mic is not really a mobile unit either. This isn't obviously designed for that.
Yeah.
It's not realistic to try to lug it around.
The condenser microphone, I mean, traditionally in studio use, I mean, it's something that just kind of sits there.
Yeah, they're usually mounted like a
huge pole that goes 50 feet into the ground so it don't make any noise whatsoever.
Right. So, but this one it's more of a mobile unit. It really is entry level, but it's sensitive enough and the clarity. It would do the job.
It's a new take. It's a new idea. I know you've been really excited about this, Doug, as far as this whole new with condenser microphones. And I for one, I'm like, well, hey, I know how condenser mics have worked. I've been around them my whole life, and they are super sensitive, man.
I'm geeked, and I'm looking forward to trying it because you guys are still, because you've said, ooh, that's a good idea. So evidently, your opinion of the condenser mic has not changed, other than. The expense, obviously.
And I think GIS are still the reigning champs of EVP research.
Oh,
anyways.
You're not kidding.
You guys have the belt. I think you guys actually have the belt over your head. You guys are there. I honestly, Barbara, I mean when I say that, GIS is probably the one group that really inspired me to start trying to do this kind of work. I mean, I heard it on the Art Bell show, and I was like, I got to go out. I mean, the first thing I did is, and this was back in the day, like when digital recorders, they were expensive.
Yeah,
woo!
You bought $100 for your Olympus?
My Olympus, my DW90, Olympus DW90, which like would hold like a whole 40 minutes of high-quality audio. I mean, like crystal clear audio,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like...
obsolete.
Obsolete. I still have it in my... It's still in my arsenal. I still have it. Like,
right.
Yeah, in case somebody needs a recorder, I have this thing for people to use. But yeah, it's pretty much an obsolete piece of equipment nowadays, and that's only in a couple of years. But
yeah,
you guys
can buy something today, and it's obsolete in a week, or the day you buy it. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The advancement of technology, and that's one thing that's so exciting about the technology that's being developed today.
Well, yeah, but it's expensive, though. That's what my nerves.
Usually, you know, well, yeah, but you give it a year or two, and it'll come down.
That's true.
Well, that's how I am.
And, plus, it'll even be better.
Well, that's exactly how I am, too, because, like, Doug, honestly, I've been hearing about this Skype thing, for example. This is what we're using tonight. I've been, Skype. You need to use Skype. It's so great. And I'm like, Doug finally gave me my first introduction into this thing formally, like, this week when we were setting up our broadcast from here. And, Oh, it's a really cool thing, but how long has it been out? Like 10 years or something like that, probably?
Well,
it's
probably been out like 2 or 3, yeah. But
I'm
slow on the uptake myself.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah. I'm far behind, you know, in the same manner. But this idea you guys have is really, and, you know, Doug, you're on to something here. I think this is a great piece of equipment. I have to agree with you then on that thing.
Barbara.
That's I just cannot tell you how grateful I am that you told me about that.
it's something I've been I think I probably mentioned to Scott like every week since I found it on the internet. I'm like I'm buying this thing, and then I bought it, and then I'm trying it out, and I tried it, and it's crystal clear. I've been dying to get your impression of the condenser microphone still, you know, if it had changed since that show. So and then when you played them last night, I'm like, whoa, cool. This rocks. I'm so excited.
They are very clear. They're just crystal clear. There's no doubt about what's being said. And so, you know, that's a neat thing. And if you can get them that cheap, that's even better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. What's coming up for the GIS?
Well, we're going to try to plan a couple of trips this year. Brendan and Jenny, they're expecting their first baby this year.
Oh, and great. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
So things are going to change a little bit for the GIS. There will be some changes.
Well, we hope Brendan feels better. We know he's not feeling too good right now, so we hope he feels better real quick.
Yeah, I do too, because it's not the same when they're not around.
Well, maybe we'll bump into each other at a convention next year, because Ghostly Talk is going to be all over the world, it feels like, in 2007. So,
well, it's wonderful of your success, and, you know, you guys were pioneers in the Internet radio, so that's wonderful, and to have it on this subject is even better.
Well, thank you for that, and that's a real compliment coming from you, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
Seriously, it really is, so... Thank you so much.
you
know,
are we about out of time now?
Unfortunately, we could sit here. I think just on condenser mics alone, I would just turn the microphone off, kick back here, and let Doug and you guys just go back and forth. We can't do that for you.
Yes. So, Barbara, I'll tell you what. Normally we have folks stick on the line, but I know you are particularly probably totally absolutely fried
fried. I must admit, in my younger days I could have handled it. Now today I can't. So,
well, Barbara, we can't thank you enough for coming on here. We know what you've been through over this weekend, and I mean, it was just absolutely amazing to have you on, first of all, especially after doing what you did last night.
Yeah, amazing.
I appreciate the opportunity, and this was very enjoyable. I enjoyed myself a lot.
Thank
great.
So much, and give Brendan all of our best, and all the GIS, good luck in all your endeavors.
Yes, we'll talk
Thank
real soon.
Let me know about if you get anything trying my method.
Okay.
I certainly will. I'm giving it a try out in a couple weekends.
Okay.
So, thanks,
Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
I'll see you later.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
Thanks, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. What a nice lady. How cool Barbara is. I mean, it was our first chance to really talk to her, and wow.
I'm impressed. I always learn when I hear her and Brendan on the Art Bell and George Norrie on the Coast to Coast. And, of course, to talk to them like this is just absolutely amazing.
Thanks, Barbara.
Wow.
We really appreciate it.
And
it is kind of it is tugging at the heartstrings a little bit.
This is a bittersweet moment.
This is a bittersweet. You couldn't have said it better, Doug. I mean, I'm just sitting here like, man, it isn't always about the costumes and, like, all the stories and the candy and all that fun stuff. It's really, to me, what Halloween is nowadays. It's really become the time of the year, the feel, the mood that people are in, just the ambience that's going on around you, the weather, everything, the colors and the trees. That's what really stokes me about this time of year around Halloween. And but to see it come to an end every year, it really bums me out. And we know it comes after that. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Commercial season.
Yeah.
You guys, this has been amazing. Broadcasting live from the Haunted Basement Studio again.
Yeah, it's been a great time here. This old place here, it still has the ghosts of our past, for lack of a better term, still linger here. And it's really cool to be back.
Next week, I will not be live in the studio.
No, you won't.
I will be broadcasting from a telephone. Scott will be live in the haunted Warren Wire.
Yeah, and we'll see how that's going to go.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You guys, until next week, same time, same bat channel. This has been Ghost Month 2006 on Ghostly Talk. This has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Catch you next week. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. To listen to now, please. I need to go someplace where they can be.
News coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media. Become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Hate the media, become the media.